Bonjour, ma famille. Como ça va? Hopefully you guys had an awesome week this last week. My week was long. I was like at the hospital, like, I was only there like 2 days, but I swear it felt like I was there forever. Like, it just made like the week go by so slow, but it's okay. Let's see, Monday was super awesome. Let's see. So Monday, we went and played, Monday morning we went and played soccer with some of the elders over at John Philly, which was super awesome. And then after that we went to like their apartment and stuff, and Elder Conan made us all lunch and stuff, and like we all just hung out. And like I just hung out with Elder Opa, who's like that one Tahitian guy that like I'm like good buddies with, but like he's from Tahiti, but like he just moved to America like right before he left on his mission, so it's like super cool. But anyway, so yeah, so I was just like hanging out with him and stuff. And then, oh, and also like he was at the MTC at the same time as Elder Olive on duty, like they both been out at the same time. And so then, let's see, so, after that, we just went back to the apartment, and then Elder Ayama and I just went to email, because his comp and my comp, like, didn't want to, and, but yeah, so that was awesome. But yeah, thanks, Josh and Justin, for wrecking my car. No, I'm just kidding. That's crazy. Justin was telling me about it last week. I was like, what the heck, man? It cracks me up. As long as it's fixed, man, I don't even care. Even if it's not fixed, I don't even really care, honestly. But yes, and then after we went back to the apartment, Elder Olagon Dudu called me, and I got to talk to him for a bit. And then I also bought, like, my first hamburger, which is super great. But, like, pretty sure like it's the reason. So Tuesday I had like diarrhea a ton, like literally like 10 times that day, and like I'm thinking like the meat was just bad or something, the hamburger, because it literally just destroyed me. But like all Tuesday we were at the hospital and stuff. And what was super awesome was Elder Onlu, that one guy who's like the general authority here or something, like he came and like picked us up and took us to the hospital, because I was talking to him on Sunday about it, which was super cool. So he came and took us to the hospital and stuff, and then we were there for like a few hours, like in the morning, and then they told us to come back like around 4, so then we went back to the apartment, and then I just like slept like all day basically, and then we went back to the hospital. We were there for like another few hours, and then I got my results from the ultrasound and my blood tests, and they both came back normal, so that was good. And then Thursday was when we went back to the hospital again. I'll get back to that. But so yeah, so then like the let's see, then like the doctor like prescribed me with like, a bunch of crap that I should like take. Literally, I haven't taken like any of it, cause like half the stuff like I'm reading about it, I'm like, what the heck is this stuff? And it was just like random crap that like they prescribed me with, like for like my respiratory system, like all this crap. I'm like, my problem is my stomach, not my lungs. What the heck, people? So yeah, that's great. And then, like, that night, Elder Kabambi and Elder and my companion, like, left and, like, went to watch, like, soccer. So that was great. Then Wednesday was pretty great. We had splits. And so I was with Elder Ayama. But we didn't leave to the sector till like, 1 or, like, 1:30-ish. Because, like, we had to wait for some dude to come and fix our freezer, because it's been broken. So that's a problem. And then we got to the sector, and like all the people that like we set appointments for, like none of them were home. It's like we just like walked around for like ever, and like everybody was just like not home, busy. And then after that,
We went to, like, see if Family Brew was home. They weren't home. And then we went and saw Sister Sada, who's, like, the one girl that we baptized at the beginning of the month. And because, like, her two brothers are going to get baptized this Saturday. And so we had to, like, get the parent authorization forms for them and stuff. So we did that, and then we went and taught Frere Kofi, who's, like, that super old dude. Frere Chris, like, that pastor dude, is, like, living with. And so we were, like, teaching him, and then that was, like, it for the day. We just went back to the apartment. And so, yeah, that was, like, basically it for Wednesday. It was kind of lame. Thursday, we had splits again. Because, like, it was, like, the split started kind of late or something. So, like, they just did it another day. I don't really know what the heck the problem was. But anyway, so Eldar and Yama were together again. We, did. Sorry. Then we did, like, splits and stuff. And so Eldar and Yama just came with me to the hospital because I had to go to the hospital. To, like, get my results for the stuff. And so, so we went to the sector, like, 12:30-ish. Because they all wanted to wash his clothes and stuff. Like, we missed, like, our first rendezvous. So I was, like, really frustrating, but it was, like, whatever. I mean, I couldn't do anything about it. And we just, like, went to, like, our rendezvous. Can't remember exactly who we taught that day. And I didn't write it here, so that's a bummer. But, yeah, so then we had, like, my appointment at the hospital was at, like, 4:30-ish. No, it was at 4:30. But, like, our last rendezvous, we, like, got done with the rendezvous at, like, 4:30. Like, 4:35-ish. And so I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, we're late for the hospital, like, we're gonna be there forever. And so, like, we just hurried and, like, got a cab and stuff and just, like, went. Which is crazy, because typically it's, like, impossible to get a cab. Like, you typically have to wait forever, but literally, like, we just walked right there, and there was just a cab just right there, which is a huge blessing. And then, like, I, like, remembered kind of how to get to the hospital, but, like, then I just totally forgot. I'm like, oh, crap. Like, we're screwed. So I just started praying, like, super hard. I'm like, Heavenly Father, like, help me remember how to get to this hospital. And literally, like, every time, like, we, like, got to the intersection that we had to turn at, like, I just knew, like, we just had to turn. I'm like, okay, turn right, turn left. And, like, just after, like, time, like, we just got right to the hospital. I'm like, what the heck, man? Spirit's real. So that was super awesome. And good news, found out, like, I don't have anything wrong with me. But, like, the reason, like, I've been having, like, the pain and stuff in my stomach is just because, like, I've been eating so much of chicken. And I guess, like, it's been causing, like, problems for other missionaries, too. So, yeah, no more chicken. I'm not eating that stuff anymore. But yeah. And then also, like, the doctor was saying that, like, the problem that, like, the reason, like, why I've been, like, getting kind of skinnier is probably just, like, the fact that, like, I've been having diarrhea a lot, and, like, it just, like, makes me skinny, plus, like, the fact that I'm sweating a lot, walking a lot, like, it's just, like, everything, like, added together, like, that's just why I've been getting skinny, so I guess it's just normal, so that's good. But then, like, when we were going home that day, like, we went home with, Evek Mel, and, like, we just, like, took transport, like, with him and stuff, like, we got a cab and stuff, but then, like, the drivers here, like, are terrible, and so, like, they just backed up, like, the road that we were on, and so then, like, we just had to leave the cab and, like, just go find another cab, because literally, like, there was no way to, like, drive, like, it would have been, like, hours if we would have sat there, like, the cab driver just, like, you guys, you gotta go find a new cab. We're like, oh, great. So we had to, like, go walk over and find a new cab. And that was it. We found a cab and then just, like, went back to the apartment and stuff. And then Friday, Friday, I forget exactly what we did. I didn't write in my journal. Like I wrote like a little bit about it, like just like the highlights that I remembered, but like it wasn't even like anything. Like basically just like, yeah, I didn't even really write. Like, I don't even know what I did Friday. So that's a bummer. I've like been getting kind of crappy writing in my journal, but that's okay. I'll be better this next week. But Saturday, let's see. Saturday. We had a baptismal service, and then for like it wasn't for us. It was just for Elder Ayama and Elder Kabambi. And then after that, my companion and I. My companion and I went to Benicoso. And then we like found a new amigo de Gliese. I taught him and stuff, and then we went and taught for Sylvan. He's the husband to this one lady that like we've been teaching a lot in Benicoso. Like she comes to church a lot, and so we've been trying to get her husband to come and stuff, so that was great. So we got to teach him and stuff, and then we went back to Gonzac and taught Family Brew, and then and that was it. We like went back to the apartment, and then we didn't have power, so that was a bummer. Yeah, and that was like basically it for Saturday. Oh, also, like when we were there, like so there's like this one girl in Benicoso who, like, I think she's like partly retarded. I don't really know. Like, she's just kind of like, I think she's like partly special ed. I don't really know exactly. But basically, she like ran up and like hugged my companion and like kissed him on the cheek. Me and my comp were like, what the freak, dude? Oh, so that was like super bad. And Sunday was like super awesome. It was like the best day. And it was like super spiritual. Like, it was just super awesome. Like, I was super looking forward to like taking the sacrament stuff, since like we hadn't taken it for a while, and then given like we had like general conference and stuff, and then like almost all like our new converts like bore their testimony and stuff, so like the spirit was like super strong. And then like in the beginning, like I wanted to bear my testimony, but I was like, nah, like I bore it last month, like it's okay. And I was just like, if my comp gets up to bear it, then, like, I'll go. And so, like, sure enough, he gets up, and so I'm like, okay, like, so I went up after him. And, like, I just start talking about, like, Family Brew and stuff, and I just start, like, bawling. I'm like, what the freak? Like, I've, like, never cried, like, bearing my testimony. So, like, that was super weird, but, like, super cool. Like, spirit was, like, so strong. And then I just, like, start talking about, like, the new revelation that, like, Russell M. Nelson gave us, and, like, how, like, it just, like, from God, and just, like, all this stuff, and, like, just, like, I swear, like, everybody was just, like, crying. Like, the spirit was, like, so strong. It was awesome. And then after that, we, went and taught, like, a few Amida de Gliese, and then just, like, went back to our apartment, because, like, we didn't have any more appointments. And then that was, like, basically it for Sunday. Oh, and then, like, during, like, night prayers last night, like, they, like, brought up, like, the new revelation stuff, and, like, we're saying how, like, it's, like, not true, and, like, how, like, it's just for America, and, like, we're just, like, saying all this racist crap. I'm like, hey, you guys, I'm just going to bed. So I just, like, left, went, got ready for bed, and just went to sleep. But, yeah, that was, like, it for yesterday and then this morning. Just woke up, cleaned the apartment and stuff, and I think we're gonna like go to the market, like buy some fish, but like our freezer and like refrigerator have been like acting like super crappy, so I don't really know what we're gonna do with that. But yeah, so hopefully we can get that fixed. But yeah, good news, I'm not sick, don't have anything wrong with me, everything's normal. So yeah, that's it for the week. Love you guys tons. Hopefully you guys had a great week as well. Can't wait to talk to you guys. Love you guys.